40 Wings post-game interview.
I've got the inspirational St Mary's captain.
Oh, very good.
Jack Blood with me. Now, Bloody, you are absolutely sensational today, but every time we've covered one of your games, you're in the best, and I have not given you the Leopold Sporties this year. You have led this team from the verge of not making finals through a series of nail-biting finals matches, and you've literally carried the team on your back. You led the way from the start today when, you know, Colac were really on top and you were in there battered from pillar to post. Congratulations. You must be so proud to lead this team. And can you sum up how you're feeling right now?
Yeah, very proud, to be honest. To be counted one of the old boys now. I get to watch sort of the young boys step up. And I just still can't get over that goal by Harry McMahon. So I'm kind of taken back a little bit. And, yeah, they definitely did get the jump on us early, and we know they're such a strong team. So we just needed to wear it there for a bit and get our sort of movement going and how we like to play. And, yeah, that's what we started to do from that sort of second quarter onwards.
And what we've seen through the final series is just this grit and determination. You can't buy that. And in the final series, that's actually what makes the difference. You know, everyone's a quality team that makes it through, but just having that edge and that mentality that you just will not give in, like Ben Bosley mentioned, and that desire to win, you know, counts for so much. So where are the players getting this from? Is it an internal thing that's just the group that you put together, or is it, you know, from the coaching group or some or leaders like yourself that are really driving that culture?
It's a great belief through the whole group and whole club. Obviously, it's very storied what happened sort of a year ago, but it's been crazy how much we've actually grown in the space of 6 months. When we started playing this season, we had really good form and really good patches, but our bad patches really started to show as well when we were down. And now we've just started to put through some four-quarter efforts, game in, game out, and we sort of take it by quarter, by moment, and what's in front of us, and now we get to look forward to that again come Friday.
Jack, Tom King, Jace Doherty and Matty Dowling, you're a realistic bloke. What was your realistic goal at the start of the year after you saw a lot of your premiership teammates head out the door?
Realistically, I'm too competitive to say I don't want to get there, Kingy. So I've always still wanted to get back. It's why I love the club, and that's why I turn up all the time, and I just want to see success throughout the club. And I've been very fortunate through most of my career to get to this stage. I just want to get another one, to be honest. So they always say the next one's the best one, so I just want to get another one done.
Was there a time during the season when you thought, hang on, this group actually can do something?
Yeah, big time. I think it was one of the M&D game where we played Joey's, and we had a good, really good three quarters, and we took it up to them. And that was sort of, I reckon that sort of gained the belief across the whole group. So from there on, we started training how we like to play and how the St Mary's brand likes to play. And it started to stand up. So we've had those, as I said before, we've had patches throughout the year. But once we actually get going, we've got that belief that's behind us to play our structure and play our way and to back each other in. There's 22 out there all the time that just want to do the same thing as a teammate next to them. And it's super to see from young to old.
I was going to say, which young player story are you enjoying the most? Like, I look at a Luke Bartolo, and with Chip not playing today, he's one of only two players, along with Harry McMahon, to have played every game this year. Like, that wasn't on our bingo card at the start of the year. Might have been on yours, but like blokes like that, him, Ellie McDonald, who you've touched on, Harvey Ryan's all of a sudden got his body right and become important behind the footy, and I can name four or five others, but all of a sudden these kids have grown before our eyes.
Oh, exactly. Like, the list just keeps going on. So Bart's really stood up. Elliot's really stood up. Even you look at Ruddy, like, I know he's a super player, but without Dobbo in front of him, and him and Berkey have just sort of come to life again. Like, they just continually attack the footy, don't give up, and allow our small forwards to apply that pressure. Even like it's across the board. So Baz Cockerell coming in, like, he's been super for us, especially these last 4 weeks. Never been able to play sort of those finals games, and he's really stepped up and stepped up to the moment as well, like streaming through the middle there a couple of times. So I can keep going, honestly. So Elijah Wales as well. It's just moments happen. Harry McMahon, like, as we touched on, he's played every game. And so hopefully he gets to relish on Friday as well.
Jack, congratulations. It was a great effort and has been a great effort. It must be a great fillip for the club that the Twos were able to get up today as well and play in the grand final.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty special that we get two teams in there together. We've done that all year, and that's why we all turn up. And it's pretty thankless for some of those development boys some nights and getting out there early mornings as well. So it's super to see them be able to be out there as well on Friday. And I'm sure they'll stand up to the moment as well.
And from a club perspective, obviously the change in coach this year, the coaching staff this year has probably brought a breath of fresh air as well, and something a bit different with Bose coming in.
Oh, big time. Like what Casey and Robbo did over those last six years was amazing. But yeah, they've really just gained again on building culture and belief, and not so much that we didn't have fun, but we are having a lot of fun doing this. We thought it was nice. The first sort of half of the year, there wasn't any expectations from outside world, so we've been able to just build that belief internally and continually moving it from there.
For 40 Winks, find the perfect bed for your body. Speaking to our Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Jack Blood, here's Matty Dowling.
Jack, when you played, I think it was 2019, you had the theme that was well documented around the St Mary's and the Boston Red Sox going through the finals campaign. Have you touched on anything? I know it's different coaches, but have you had an overarching theme from sort of the last round to now and what leads ahead on Friday?
It's a good one. We were really good on the themes back then, but for now we're just sort of more focused on how we like to play, and I've touched on it a bit, and I'll probably repeat myself here again, but it's just that belief of how we play. So our Bows and Reigns, you've really built it up from November onwards of how they see us playing our best footy, and the players that are out there are actually doing it really well. So there's not so much of a theme week in, week out. We've played a few games before the Bows been bringing in some games before, like the actual pre-game, so that's been a bit interesting. Can't say the mids have won any with Garns being in there, but just bringing back the fun.
Yeah, and take us inside the three-quarter time huddle today, and then maybe post-game as well. What was the messaging when that game was on the line to then the success post-game? What was the messaging from the coaching group in those two stages?
The messaging that was, once again, play how we like to play with our structuring. So we're pretty well built on most sides of the ground, so we'd like to sort of move it from the contested ball outwards, and as we'd like to flick the ball around, I think that sort of showed. That goal from Harry McMahon was a case of bring it to ground and then use our hands and get going. So that's how we'd like to play. Hopefully on Friday it suits us on that ground as well. And hopefully that wind stays away as well, so I'm kind of getting a little bit sick of it, but if it's there, we'll just play to it.
Righto now, Jack, most important questions as we always ask. You're swinging hands. Are you married yet?
No, I'm not.
No? Have you got a partner?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
You haven't put any rings on the fingers yet?
No, I haven't. No.
How long have we been going out for?
A while now.
Yeah, hurry up, Jack.
Known as the Steve Benstead Club, by the way.
Yes, Steve is supposed to be proposing to Ed, but he hasn't done that for many years. So, come on, Jack.
Once she gets a hold of this, this is going to be another one. Yeah, so. Thanks, guys. I appreciate this.
What's her name? What's your lovely partner's name?
Laura.
Laura. Yep. Well, we'll help Laura out. So if you win the grand final next week, I reckon there might be a proposal on Saturday night. Friday night, that would be
great. Really set me up here, Kingy.
No, this is Jace.
No. Kingy's right
out. Kingy's holding back. It's you, Jace.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Now, okay, so you take Laura to the Leopold Sporties if you had to, but a good guy that you would take from the club, who would you take to the Leopold Sporties?
Well, Michael Rudd said he was going to take me a while ago, and I've never got the invitation. So I'd probably have to take, well, Braden Hand's been amazing for this last year, I'll take him.
Yeah, take Hammy. Yeah,
and then maybe
good.
Look after the old boys, CJ and Jared Garner as well.
Oh, you're going to, oh, gee whiz, there's going to be a little quartet going down there. Now, in terms of pests, now, look, you can't tip Ruddy in, okay, because Ruddy gets tipped in every week. You've got to pick another reptile at the club that you would never take to the Leopold Sporties.
My pick would be Harvey Ryan. I'd never take him there.
Ryan. How are those boots?
Pretty loud,
aren't they? Oh, wow. No, I like that one. Harvey Ryan is a good one. Absolutely. Well done on that, Jack. Well done.
Jack, congratulations. Memories of 17 and 18 probably don't want to be revived too much, but I suspect they will come up. Being a St. Joey St. Mary's grand final, it's the mouth-watering matchup in local footy, and we can't wait for it Friday afternoon, as much as I don't think you can with 6 days turnaround. You've got to go and recover real quick. Do that, and look forward to seeing you on Friday afternoon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Jack Blood joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to 40 Winks. Find the perfect bed for your body.
40 Winks post-game interview.